If you walk into the museum foyer facing the stairs, you will see a large display case to your right containing contemporary craft. Alison Cooper, Assistant Keeper of Art, explains a bit more about two potters whose work is on display, Bernard Leach and Lutzi Rhee.
The foyer case contains work by Bernard Leach and Lutzi Rhee, two key figures of 20th century studio pottery. Bernard Leach is often called the father of studio pottery. His work is world-renowned, and his writings about the subject helped develop the genre and raise its profile. Bernard Leach set up his pottery in St Ives, Cornwall, in 1920. He also worked at Dartington, about half an hour from Plymouth, near Totnes. Here, Leach often taught and received apprentices, and it was here that Lutzi Rhee met Bernard Leach. Rhee, who was originally from Vienna, came to England in 1938. She had already had much success as a potter, winning medals at exhibitions and raising her profile abroad. During World War II, she escaped to London and chose to stay there to develop her career. Rhee settled in Albion Mews and ran a button factory, whilst at the same time concentrating on her pottery. Her new apprentice, Hans Koper, a German refugee, became a lifelong friend of Rhee's and is another key figure of 20th century studio pottery. The small black pot on display in this case was made by Koper. When she came to England, Rhee had heard of Bernard Leach, so she made a special trip to Dartington to meet him. In fact, Leach wasn't very impressed with Rhee's work. He disliked it and complained that it was too papery. This refers to the very finely turned edges of her pots, which characterise her work. Leach's work was much more heavily influenced by the Japanese style, as he was born and grew up in Japan. He worked in heavy stonewares and produced very rustic-looking pots, as the two pots on display here show. Rhee, on the other hand, was seen as more cosmopolitan and preferred the city to the countryside. Her work had a more European aesthetic, shown in the finely turned pieces. As a result, Rhee, who must have been upset by Leach's opinion, started to change her work and make bigger stoneware pots, more like Leach's style. These weren't very successful, however, and she soon returned to the thin, precise forms of her own aesthetics, where she gained great recognition and was made a dame for her efforts in 1968. Despite their disagreements, Rhee and Leach actually became friends and would frequently visit each other. Leach would stay as Rhee's guest when he had business in London. Although they obviously disagreed immensely about aesthetics and pottery, it was perhaps this dialogue and discussion of ideas that helped both potters to develop artistic ideals.